Welcome to the Prayer Podcast. I'm Christy Allen. Today we will encounter the prayer of St. Francis. This prayer gained wild popularity and is a powerful witness from the early 1900s. What many may not know, though, is that this prayer is not actually linked to the words of St. Francis, but rather it was inspired by his life of joy, generosity, and peacekeeping. He didn't speak these words, he lived them. The first translation in English that we know of appeared in 1936 in Living Courageously, a book by Kirby Page. He was a Disciples of Christ minister. Page attributed the text to St. Francis of Assisi. This is likely how we connect the words of this prayer to the life and character of St. Francis today. I guess I've always been challenged by this prayer. This prayer shares the realities of brokenness, yet offers us a hope that an active, loving God is able to use us to repair the same. As we reflect on these words today, may we find ourselves inspired, ambassadors of mercy in the midst of God's activity, in all places, in all people, at all times. Let's pray together. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I might not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in the giving that we receive, it is in the pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in the dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen.